Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. From birth, Jacob was Rebekah's favorite son, and Esau had been his father's most favorite son. The two had been at odds since birth, but today these divisions will become clear as now the family inheritance is about to be passed out. Come to the kitchen and hear what Rebekah has to say. Jacob's mother, Rebekah, called Jacob to the kitchen. "I have just listened to your father tell your brother to go hunting and bring back some tasty game and prepare it for him. Your father will then bless your brother and pass on the family inheritance to him. This must not happen. You are to receive the family blessing, so this is what you are going to do. Go, kill two goats so that I can prepare them and make your father's most favorite dish. Then you will take it to your father, he will eat it, and then bless you and pass on the family inheritance to you." "Mom, that will not work. Now, father can't see very well, but if he touches my arm or neck, he will feel my smooth skin. His sense of smell is still good, and I don't smell anything like my brother Esau, who spends his days out in the woods hunting. He will know that I'm not Esau." "Listen, son, you will do as you're told. Take this hairy goat skin and cover your arms and neck, then go to your brother's tent, put on some of his clothes. Your father will not know the difference. I know your father quite well." Jacob brought the meal prepared by Rebekah to his father, who thought it was absolutely delicious. Jacob's father called Esau to him, touched his arm and neck, and took a deep breath and said, "Oh, you're my son Esau. Let me bless you and pass on the family inheritance," which was actually Jacob disguised as Esau. Jacob had successfully stole the family inheritance from his brother Esau. Two brothers at war, and one has just stole the family inheritance through deceit. My next story will pick up where this one leaves off. Esau will soon return home from the hunt and expect to be blessed. How would you feel if your brother stole your family's inheritance? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.